Welcome to Just This Episode, where we are going to explore some of the writing prompts in our new e-journal, Defining Love at a Big Age. I have my co-conspirator and my...
Ride or die.
My writer over here, and she's going to ask some questions.
So, Tashira, what does pleasure mean to you at a big age, and how has that definition evolved over time?
So, I have learned to have a very expanded view of pleasure. There was a time where if someone asked me what pleasure was, I would have just thought physical intimacy. And now what I understand it to be is a lot more than that. Pleasure can mean self-care time. It can mean a bubble bath. Pleasure can be laughing until your side hurts. Pleasure can be taking yourself on a date. Or it can be some freaky, deaky, nasty, kinky sex, which is great as well. I love all those things, actually. And so what I think is that it took me some time to really come into my own around this. And I think, Margot, probably a lot of our listeners and viewers can relate to this because we're taught as people who are female-bodied in a puritanical society that anything that pleases us and that gives us bodily autonomy is bad, especially if it involves physical intimacy, if it involves sex, right? Growing up with all the words, ho, loose, fast, all these things being possibly applied to you, you kind of have to make a decision early on if you are going to be the person that leans into what pleases you or are you not. And I can remember times where, I'm just going to be honest, I have done things that I didn't want to do purely for the pleasure of someone else and not even thinking about my own. And then today, I'm thinking about, in the form of physical intimacy, how many women have never had an orgasm? I mean, the data are staggering, right? And I just...
What's the data?
Oh, it's like a strong 50% for sure. For sure. Have no idea what it feels like to orgasm. Now, it does not mean that they have not enjoyed sex, because some people... We actually read an article about this one time.
Yes, a woman I went to high school with wrote an article about searching for her orgasm. And she talked about how she did find pleasure... A lot of pleasure in sex, but she just was not able to orgasm.
I would like to do both. And for me, myself personally, it has taken getting used to my body and being very vocal and vulnerable about my needs. Speaking transparently, as someone who went through fibroid tumors and then myomectomy and ultimately a hysterectomy, a year later, breast cancer treatment, there were dark times where I experienced no pleasure as far as sex was concerned because my body did not feel like my own. And that was the last thing that I wanted to engage in. And obviously it was tough for me, but also for my partner at that time, because physical touch can be an important part of relationships. And it started to make me think, maybe I'm asexual. I mean, I never told you this. I was like literally researching asexuality, not giving myself the space to understand that I had to heal physically, heal mentally. And so coming out of that relationship, coming into 40, coming into dating again, I made a conscious effort to explore pleasure like never before. And it also was supported by the time you had me in that damn sweat hut. And then I came out because I purged some things. It was snot coming out. It was I almost peed. Everything was just coming out of my body. And I came out the sweat hut to take a break. And I was like, I cannot do it. I can't go back in. And our guide was like, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Remember, Victor was on one side. You were on the other side. You remember that? And both of you were just supporting me. And I went back in and we were throwing things in the fire. Now, I'm not saying that you all's experience has to be this profound. I'm just telling you what worked for me. And so we went back, and this copal is burning. Okay, it's pitch dark. Somebody's playing an instrument. Somebody's singing. And we're just putting stuff in the fire. And I let go of so much trauma. Y'all, I promise you. And again, I'm not saying that every moment has to be that ceremonial. But as someone who is a spiritual person, that meant a lot for me. And I also recognize that that was when I made the first intention that was explicit around freeing myself. And look at me now. I'm enjoying anal. Girl, there's a lot going on.
Wait, can I share something from the background here?
Yes.
So I remember that so distinctly when you said, I deserve pleasure. And I was so embarrassed.
Why?
Because I was like, oh my God, I don't know. It's like you have those initial reactions. And at first I was so embarrassed. And then I was like, Tashira is so brave.
Oh.
To name it.
Oh, wow.
But maybe in my mind, I never even thought I deserved that.
Come on, Shondo. I was about to say that. And so it was the way in which you had this visceral reaction. Because I think what embarrasses us, there's always something there. There's always something deeper, especially when that reaction is automatic. I claimed that I deserved pleasure. And so, you know, I make Margot really uncomfortable about my penchant for anal. And it's not about that, okay? It's just that I have explored different parts of sex and sexuality. New sex toys, masturbation, like everything, child. It's all on the table for me. I become a trisexual. I'm just going to try it. I'm going to see if I like it. And if I don't, I won't do it again. I fell in love with a stripper. Hey, Foxy. It's just down at assets. I've had a good time, and I am so happy that I also took any kind of like the needs to treat myself physiologically serious. So back to this idea of deserving pleasure. It took conversations also with my doctor, knowing that I have been in medical menopause. And so that was another part of my libido just naturally being low, plus being on an SSRI. And so I realized that what I needed to do was take that part of my life in my hands and in my control, and not let childhood trauma and not let any of the societal expectations dictate what it meant for me to enjoy physical touch and intimacy. And it has been one of the most joyful moments of this season of my life. So if you hear me talking about thought life, if you hear me talking about white toenail season, if you hear me talking about the four-part white toenail season manifesto, it is because I have fought hard to get to this point of sexual freedom and liberation. And I'm so proud of myself and for the citizens all across Thoughtlandia for joining me along this journey.
You too can support her campaign on Act Blue.
For only $1 a day. You too can support a thought in your life. For less than the price of a cup of coffee.
For less than the price of a cup of coffee on Mighty Network. You can support
you
Tashira's journey towards better pleasure.
Sexual healing.
I'm serious.
Okay. No, seriously. I mean, you too can be a hoe. And
but it's not a hoe, Shai.
It is, because I say that in a positive feminist perspective, in a sex positive perspective, right? I am claiming the term. So intentionally, I'm saying you too can be what was once called a hoe, which just means a woman who enjoys physical touch. Mm. That is all that actually, that's all that actually means. And so I'm going to end with something I heard Monique say recently. But folks who saw her viral interview with Shannon Sharpe, you're familiar with this. But she said that she spent some time with her husband when she first met him. And she was like, oh my God. She said, I had to just really tell him I've been with so many men. And she said, I've realized, you know, I've been with this one and that one and that one. I had to come to grips with how many men I have been with. And her husband looked at her and he said, honey, you weren't a hoe. You just had friendly pussy. So may you have friendly coochie.
Wait, she really said that?
She said that as a joke from Shannon Sharpe.
Thanks for listening to Justice. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, be sure to check us out on our website at justicepodcast.com. You can also reach out to us there if you want to be featured on the show or if you have a business or a product that you think would be a good fit for our audience. Thanks again for listening.